Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Thank you, Lord. How many enjoying the presence of the Lord? Amen. I tell you. Thank God for what he's doing. You know, and thank God for Brother Lee. Amen. It's awesome. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be here this morning. And if you would, turn your Bibles to Romans, the fourth chapter, okay? And we're going to try to finish what we started last week. Notice I said try, okay? But how many read the chapter already? One, two, three, four, five. Oh, six, okay, all right, seven, okay. So what in the world is he doing, amen? How many know I gave you a chapter to read? And I'm just checking to see did you read that chapter, okay? See, you know, how many as believers we got to do, I'm not saying we work for salvation, okay? I want to make that clear because sometimes I think we have a misconception about work. Okay, because some people say, well, you don't have to do anything. You just believe Jesus and everything is going to be all right. How many know that ain't the full truth? Because James says, faith without works is dead, being alone. See, and James also said that even the devils, the demons believe. So it ain't just my believing, it's my action behind what I believe. Okay, the Bible said we confess with our mouth, but we believe in our hearts, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, our deliverance, our rescued. So when we say believe, how many know that when you say I believe, that is a verb word that means there is action behind what you believe. See, the word produces faith, but obedience by that faith begins to cause you to do something. But many of the times, we don't want to do anything. We say we believe, and we say God is going to do it. But how many know Jesus have already came and done everything that he needed to do for us? All we need to do is believe in what Christ has already done for us. Amen? Amen? So this is where we come up from when Abraham, he found this in God. The first verse said, you know, what have Abraham as our forefather, our earthly father, has found? You know, he found that there was a God that he could trust, amen, without having to perform. Perform. And how many know the law wants us to perform? Okay? But grace empowers us to do what we can't do on our own. And the Bible says we're saved by faith through grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. And this is what, if Abraham could work for what he got, how many know Abraham would have room to boast? But he said Abraham don't have room to boast because Abraham did not obtain it by works, but he obtained it by his faith in a God that was more than enough. And we see our God on display this morning. I don't know if you realize it or not, but how many know the testimonies of Brother Lee and Sister Henry Ann and Brother Stephen? How many know that's a move of our God? And I believe we're all have the opportunity for God to show himself strong on our behalf. But we have to believe what God has said in his word and begin to act on it. Because belief by itself, how many know, even the demons believe. And he didn't stop there. He said, and they tremble. And they tremble. So in order for me to begin to experience what God has for me, I have to believe, I have to enter into that by faith. Okay? And you say, well, how do you do that? First of all, you got to establish that God is not a man that he will lie, or the son of man that he will repent. If God said it, guess what? He's going to do it. Okay? Now, go with me to Hebrews. I had to slow down because I just take off somewhere. Hebrews, the sixth chapter, and I begin reading at the 11th verse. But we got to understand that this is not, when I say believing and works, how many know we're not working for salvation? Everything that God has given us is a gift. We don't have to work for it. We don't have to cry for it. But we have to receive it through gratitude and obedience. And when I obey the word, how many know I'm beginning to work the word of God? And that's what Jesus said. Remember when they talked to Jesus and they said, Lord, you know, they said, what should we do that we may work the works of God? I hear somebody out there got it. He said, believe on him whom he sent. This is the work of God. Just believe. You say, well, I believe, but ain't nothing happening. Those walls will come down. See, you got to understand something about this God we're talking about this morning, Jesus Christ. See, when I believe, I start acting what I believe. I start acting on what I believe. See, I'm gonna have to you pick on Lee a little bit, because see, Lee could have easily said, God, where are you at? He could have easily said that. See, but the situation, God never told us that we would face obstacles, that we wouldn't face obstacles. By the way, he told us in the word, he said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome. See, when we realize the overcomer is in us, it don't matter what we face in life. We just need to begin to just wait patient on God and keep believing what God says and keep walking in what God says. And how many know the walls will begin to come down? I can't tell you when God is going to show up. I can't tell you the way God is going to fix your situation. But I can tell you this, that he's faithful. He is faithful. And the Bible says, because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, how many know God is obligated now that when I become a believer to take care of me? But I'm also obligated to obey him. Trying to hold back. But listen. Did I tell you to go to Hebrews 6 and 8? Okay. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope. How many know Abraham hoped against hope? Okay. If you read Romans, you'll see it said Abraham hoped against hope. This is a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman waiting to have a baby. Ain't never been heard of before. Ain't never been heard of. 100-year-old, 90-year-old. Giving strength back to them. God just spoke to Liz. She just got pregnant because God said, no, This went through the natural resources for the sake of kids. You know what I'm saying? This reproduction is a natural thing going on here. That when they was so weak, but God kind of resurrected it. See, I'm trying to be nice, but I got to make it plain for some people. Because some people said, God just zapped them, and they, boom, no, huh? How many know they went through the natural process of getting pregnant? Thank you, sir. Because that was God's way of reproducing. There was no other way. It wasn't but one time, and that was the virgin birth. But how many know this is way before the virgin birth? Some of y'all, I done lost half of y'all. I'm being nice just in case some kids is, don't make me go all the way with, no. But he didn't struggle. He believed God. It was a promise. And God had told him. He said, now I know that you think Ishmael is going to be him, but no, he's coming out of your lines. He's coming out of you, Abraham. And see, the situation looked what? Impossible. But all things are possible to him or her that believe. See, it's in my believing. Do you not know what you really, really, really believe will come to pass? Whether it's natural, whether it's a negative or positive. What you really believe is what's going to come to pass. Jesus went even forward to say this. He said, when you pray, whatsoever you believe and you desire, believe that you receive it. But we have to pray in alignment with his word. And that's what's going to determine the outcome. See, God ain't going to, he's no genie that we just go to in any kind of way. See, we got to begin to readjust this, because so many people today say, you know, all I got to do is just name it and claim it. You know, Jesus is going to do it all. But how many know Jesus is really talking to his covenant people? I'm not just talking to anybody. Well, you know, God speaks to everybody. To get saved. But he's in covenant with his believers. And the difference is this, that when I'm in covenant with God, it's not my will, but it's thine will, Lord. And that's what Jesus was trying to get across to the disciples. He said, if any man desire to come after me, he must deny himself. And sometimes it's self that get in the way. It's self that want to be pleased. It's self that want to sit on the throne. It's self that want somebody to always pamper them. Amen? I mean, you know, we have to deny self. Why? Because your faith is not based on your feelings. Faith is based on the word of God. Amen? Okay. So, the writer of Hebrews is saying that each one of us show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope unto the end. Now, God reminded me of something as I was studying and praying this week that we don't say a lot of. But do you know one of the main promises that you have? One of the main promises that we have, that we beat people up because they claim that promise, and that's heaven. Hell wasn't promised to us. Hell really wasn't created for us. But it was created for Satan and his demons, those fallen angels. But if we refuse the message of Jesus Christ, that's why men go to hell, and women. Okay? But there is a choice. And what we've done many a times, we've used the word hell in so many different ways to where it don't have the same effect that it used to have. But we don't want, when people talk about heaven, you know, we tell them, we shoot them down so fast. Well, you know, you're just so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. All you think about is just going to heaven. How many know it's a promise? And it should be what we're looking for, but let me tell you something. We're not just got our ticket to heaven and sitting here waiting on that to happen. God has given us a ministry of reconciliation that while we're here on earth, we need to be doing the kingdom business. not just waiting to go to heaven, but I'm gonna wear myself out doing the kingdom work that when I get to heaven, he can say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. It is a promise. And I was reminded of that. So many a times, you know, we think, well, you know, I can just do it. No, you can't just do anything here. See, the Bible says that heaven, we can cause heaven to come on earth, amen, through our prayers and through that kingdom, those kingdom principles. But there is a place called heaven that we will spend eternity after we finish on this earth. And we have to encourage each other. Look, you know, we got something to look forward to. But so many times we look at this earth, and how many know you got to understand something about God? I'm going to get back to that. But you got to understand something about God. Do you realize God knew that this was a fallen world? And guess what? He left us in this mess. The chaoticness. And you probably say, well, why would God do that? So that we would be light and salt. We would be beaming the light of God in this earth to where that the kingdom of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. And that's why we need to encourage each other. Why? Because, yes, there are things going on in this earth that get us down, that make us want to quit sometime. But we have to encourage each other and realize that this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. But as I pass through, I want to affect everybody that I come in contact with the love of God and the good news of the gospel. Amen? Now, let me get back to this. You don't cost you anything for that, but let's get back to this. Okay. Realizing the assurance of the hope until the end. See, it's not how we start, but how many know it's how we finished. And we want to finish strong. And that's what Paul was saying in his writing. He said, I've kept the faith. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. See, how many know we all got a course to run here? And the course, the anchor, and the course that we're on, there is an anchor of the soul that we need to begin to partake of, which is God. He is that anchor. He is our hope. He is our hope. And that word hope don't mean going, well, I just hope, I hope, I hope. No, what it means is a expectation, a favorable expectation. So what I'm expecting is what the Word of God says that I could have. That's my expectation. And that was Abraham's expectation, that God, you said you was going to give me a son. And I believe you. I'm going to rest in that. Okay? Watch this. So that you will not be what? Sluggish. See, the Bible said Abraham wavered not in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving God glory, giving God praise. Just like this morning, Lee was giving God praise. Why? For what he had done. Henry Ann was giving God praise for what he had done. The musicians up here wasn't entertaining us, but they were singing of songs about a God that is able. See, we can't just think, just sing songs and the words, you know, that we just take for granted. Well, you know, this is just a song. How many know there are words in the song that's encouraging your spirit? And you got to take hold of that. The word sluggish there. He says, so that we will not be what? Sluggish. But what? Imitators of those whom through faith and patience inherit the promise. See, but I want you to look at this word, the sluggish. You know what that word means? Slow, lazy. Lazy. It means moving, slow moving or inactive. Like an energy, slow to respond or make progress. Lazy. There's a scripture in Proverbs says that when a person is lazy, let me read that to you, okay? I think it's Proverbs 13, I believe it is. Somebody get it for me, and then tell me if you got it, then I'll come back to you, okay? But listen to this. He's saying that so that we don't become sluggish, but be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Okay? Is that 13, verse 4? It says, the soul of the sluggard covers and gets nothing. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing. But the soul of the diligent is fat and prosperous. What does that speak to you? Quit being lazy. Dust that Bible off. Get you a pillow for them knees. Well, God, I'm waiting on God. No. That rabbit ain't gonna, God waiting on you. John, when you gonna get up and pray? When you gonna get up and read? See, but we want to pull it out. Do you not know God has already did everything that he's gonna do for us when it comes down to salvation? See, you say, well, what do you mean God done did everything? Well, he just gave Lee a job out of obedience. He said, seek, and you will find. See, it wouldn't have did Lee no good to holler, well, you know, I guess I need to get a resume started. Yep, Lord Jesus, we need to get a resume started. Yep, need to get a resume started. Yep, but until he got up and did something, he put work with his faith. And God said, okay, I honor the faith, but guess what? I already got a job lined up for you. Why? Because he's a man of faith. Notice he said, you know, it didn't feel good. It didn't seem right. But many a times, that's the way it is. Sometimes we feel like, man, this is not right. But how many know God ain't trying to trick you into doing nothing, but God is going to show to you that I am righteous and just. When you do what my word tells you to do, guess what? I will do what I said I would do. But we got all these other plans trying to outfigure God and come up with our own strategies, and we come up always frustrated. Because, did you really do what God told you to do? See, you don't have to go out here trying to do nothing. Just obey the word. And that's what Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. We're trying to work for something that we don't have to work for. He want to add it to you. Why? Because he want to show you that I am your Papa God. I care for you. So we got to quit being lazy. He called me lazy, Pastor Terry. If you ain't lazy, you don't have to worry about that. But if you're lazy, see, well, I let the church do it. No. Got to get up. Got to shake yourself. Get up. You got to be an imitator of those that have already went on. You know, where's the Davids at? Where's the Elijahs at? Where's the Moses at? Where's the sons of God at? Where's the daughters of God at that will rise up and say, you know, I don't care what this world say. I don't care what the system do, what they're doing. I know what my God said. Now, there's a way to do that. See, a lot of people are doing it, but they're doing it with the wrong attitude. They threaten people. Well, you know, if you serve God, you know, and all these things. How many know you don't have to threaten people? It is the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. You can't. Let me get back to this. So we got to quit being lazy. See, do you not know things will not just happen? And guess what? You can't wait till you feel it. You can't wait. Well, you know, I got to wait till I feel this. I got to wait till I feel good. See, let me tell you something. It ain't gonna never, your flesh ain't gonna never feel good about the Word of God until you start, when you get in discipline and start doing it, you know, even your flesh will start saying, you know, you tired. You know, you need to take a nap. You know, you might need to go shopping or whatever. You know, you gotta tell that flesh, just shut up. Just shut up. Because I'm gonna read this Word and I'm gonna pray to my God. You know why? Because it's giving me strength to deal with this ugly stuff that you're trying to put on me. So, don't wait. Some people say, well, you know, I got to wait till I feel this, Pastor John. You know, I got to wait. See, you'll keep waiting, and you'll keep putting it off. You'll keep waiting, and you'll keep putting it off. But you got to rise up and begin to discipline yourself, amen, enough to start studying the Word of God so that your faith will become strong in Him. Because the Bible said, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The rhema of God's Word. If you don't study the Word, how can He give you a rhema? If you don't abide in the Word, how can you bear fruit? Do you not know the Word of God is God's very nature? It's His character. It's His power. That's what Paul said in Romans. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to everyone that what? Believes. The power of God. It's in the Word of God. See, but we put everything else first, and we think that that's going to cause things to work out. No, you got to begin to what? Quit being lazy. Quit being sluggish. And I know that we're living in a time now that a lot of believers are becoming sluggish. You know why? Because we've learned how to go through the Christian aerobics. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Blessed and highly favored. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm a my God can do everything but fail. And you look at that same person, give them a couple of days. I just don't know. This God stuff just ain't working for me. Excuse me? Didn't you just say a couple of weeks ago that you were blessed and highly favored? You was the head and not the tail, you above and not beneath. Come on, get up from there. See, and when the world see this, they like, ain't nothing to that. You don't have to put on. I'm not asking you to put on by all means, but I'm saying if you got it, you know you got it. Amen? But if you don't have it, you can get it. See, and when you get in the Word of God and you go to praying and you go to worshiping, see, we've yet to see. And I know a lot of people say, well, there he comes. I know it's this emotional stuff. How many know that we are emotional people? I mean, no, God gave us emotions. But he never gave you your emotions to lead and guide you or to control you. See, my emotions helped me to enjoy the very presence of God. See, but just because I don't feel him, I still can be emotional. I got to stick with the bread, okay. When God made the promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no other or no one greater, he swore by himself. God said, look, I'm swearing by myself, saying, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply you. And so, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. See, sometimes the promise might be you might have to wait a little bit. But what am I going to be doing while I'm waiting? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I know what your word said. God, I know that you're going to bless me, Lord. God, I know that you got a job for me. God, I know, Lord God, that this sickness is not unto death. God, I know that even my dead situation, you're the resurrection and the life. God, I know that these people that are coming against me, Lord, I know that you're going to touch their hearts, Lord God. God, I know, Lord God, that one that lied on me, I pray, God, that you bless them and keep them, Lord. God, I know, Father God, that your word said that you're going to bless me, that you're going to keep me, that you're going to provide for me, you're going to protect me, God. And ain't nothing happening. But there is a nowhere down right here that says, I know that I know that I know. See, I was in a place like Lee one time. Lost my job for 32 years. And you know what people have the audacity to say to me? Where is your God at now? You know, I wanted to get mad, but I got glad. You know why? Because I knew what was going on with them. They didn't understand the God that I serve. They didn't understand the faithfulness of God. They didn't understand, see, that job wasn't my source. See, the job was just an opportunity for me to make money, to serve God and pay tithes and take care of my family, feed my family. But you know what? God has always been my source. And I was like Abraham, you know, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to wait on him. You know why? Because I know that he's faithful and he's not a God that he will lie. He's unchanging. Amen? And see, my confidence is not in the job, but it's in God. So when I lost the job, I still didn't lose God. I had him. So therefore, I wasn't worried. I wasn't upset. I wasn't sad. Many people said, you know, you might better go to counseling, you know, because you're probably grieving. You just lost your job. Honey, let me tell you something. The counsel is already in me. Amen? The counsel is already in me. The Prince of Peace is already in me. Amen? How many know that he's in me? I wasn't saying that to be arrogant, but I got some holy indignation, anger built up then. Talking about what's going to happen to me. God going to feed me. Amen. Let me tell you something. My lights didn't get cut off. Didn't go without food. Amen. Had gas in my automobiles. Amen. See, God was faithful. And that's what God would do for us. Sometimes we boast on what God has done for us. But how many know that we need to begin to brag on how big he is, how bad this God is, you know? And I'm not talking about bad in a bad way. You know, that word bad is a slang word. You know, he's bad, you know. That dude's bad. You don't want to mess with that dude, amen? It's a slang word for awesome. That dude bad there, man. You don't want to mess with him. That dude tough. He heavy. You know what heavy means? The glory. The glory is heavy. And guess what? He just giving me that glory. See, it's in us now. Jesus Christ, the hope of glory is in us. See, and that's why we got to understand, church, that God is with us. And every chance we get to come together, we need to pour it on him like never before. You know why? Because he is for us. All these diseases and stuff that's going on, you know what I'm doing? I'm resting in God. See, the Bible said, don't fear least a promise being left to us that we can enter his rest. See, we need to be resting. There's a place that we get in God that we can rest in him. Not means that we quit functioning all these things, but there's a peace that's passive all understanding. There's a joy down on the inside of us when we should be sad, we're laughing. There's a peace in us that we should be, you know, some people saying, you know, you just need to end it all. Just end it. How many know? No, we have a hope. And I'm telling you, God is faithful. But sometimes you got to have patience. Do you not know the word of God said, through patience you possess your soul? You get your emotions in check. Do you realize that you can begin to talk to your emotions like David and say, now why are you sad, John? Hope thou in God. Get up from here. And let's start praising God. Put on you some music. Put on you some good stuff. And stow them antennas up. And start worshiping God. You're waiting on the promise, but how many know it's coming? You know, every day I'm expecting it's coming. It ain't here yet? Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know it's on the way. Let me tell you something. I've learned every time I preach like this, guess what? Bam! But you know what? That's all right. That's all right. Because you know what? God don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you kick your butt today, guess what? He'll kick it tomorrow. Amen. He's a bad dude, I'm telling you. Let me hurry up. I got to close, okay? Okay, this is just some of the little stuff I didn't get to share last week, so I'm having fun this morning anyway. But anyway, okay. He said, and so having patient waited. See, look to your neighbor and say, sometimes we just need to wait. Your waiting is not a denial. Your waiting is not a no. Sometimes the waiting is for your safety. How many times have you seen people, you know, had they to went when they were supposed to have went, they would have ended up in a car accident. But because they waited and they went, they all of a sudden they say, whew, had I to went when I started to go, look what would have happened. He bad dude. See, God has got us covered. See, so he's saying, look, wait. He obtained the promise. See, look at your neighbor and say, we're going to obtain the promises. See, you've already been given the promise. You've been given a promise of the Holy Spirit. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. But guess what? Some of the things that you're believing God for, sometimes it might seem like it's taking some time, but let me tell you something. I've learned no time is wasted when you wait on God. No time is wasted. Okay? I'm about through, okay? And having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. For man swear by one greater than themselves. And with them, an oath is given. How many know when you go to the court, they give that Bible and they do so? What do they say? Huh? What do you say? So what? There you go. Okay. So help me God. How many know he's your help? He's your provider. Amen. So help me God. Okay. Find him a place. Okay. As confirmation is an end of every dispute, in the same way, God, desiring even more to show the heirs, say that's me, heirs of the promise, the unchangeableness of his purpose, interpose with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to what? Lie. We who have taken refuge, strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us. See, it is impossible for God to lie. If God promised you something in the Word of God, guess what? You can bank on it. Take it to the bank. It's coming to pass. All you got to do is keep what? Believing, trusting, and obeying. See, your obedience is really the key. You say, huh? Because he said, the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. See, my obedience is key here. I got to hear, I got to obey, and then I trust. Because it's coming to pass. Okay? Now, it wasn't just to Abraham, but it's to us's. I say us's because this little guy, one time, I called his grandma, and I said, let me speak to your grandma. He said, what you want with us's grandma? What you want with us is God. I mean, you know, it's for all of us. They look at your neighbor and say, it's for all of us. His promise is to all of us. Amen. I get a kick out of that every time I think about that little fellow. But I hope you enjoyed the word this morning. Just a little bit left over from last week. But thank you, Pastor Terry, for allowing me to finish. You know, but let's stand. We're going to get ready to go home. Is there any other announcements, anything we need to cover, Pastor Terry? You good? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, listen to me here, okay? Let me get your attention. I want you to look around at somebody, not the one you're standing beside. You're going to have to find somebody else. Just find them. Somebody else. Just look at somebody else and say, is there anything that I could pray with you about? Is there anything I can pray with you about? Okay, all right, now just hold on now, you done did that, okay? Y'all done start praying already, I didn't even give them the, just go on and pray for them, okay? Go ahead and pray for them. Hallelujah. Hold on. Am I still on? Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. Now we're dismissed. Now just encourage somebody as you go your way. Okay? Just encourage somebody. We dismissed in Jesus' name. Encourage somebody. Amen. Bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.